Well, as President Biden commits new military aid to Ukraine, thousands of American troops continue to be stationed throughout Western Europe. The latest deployment came just a few days ago when 130 troops departed from Savannah, Georgia. And correspondent Robert Sherman is live for us tonight near the Poland-Ukraine border. Robert, what are the plans for the thousands of U.S. troops stationed throughout Western Europe?
Well, what we have seen, Nicole, is that over the past few weeks, it has been a constant hiking up of U.S. military resources here in Europe. The U.S. European Command says that they now have about 100,000 U.S. service members here in Europe. That's the most that they've had in nearly two decades. We stopped off and visited with the 82nd Airborne, which is not far away from us here at the Polish-Ukrainian border. They just arrived here out of Fort Bragg, North Carolina last month. And those are some of the resources that we're starting to see more and more of committed here to Europe. We want to show you this map, which gives you a little bit of a better idea as to where United States military personnel are stationed around Europe. So as you can see from the map, very large presence over in Germany. That continues to be the epicenter of the U.S. military presence here in Europe. Countries that we're starting to see more U.S. service members go to: Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, which are all near the Russian border, Poland, where we are right now. The White House emphasizes that a lot of these moves are being made in response to the tensions that they've seen between Ukraine and Russia, but they emphasize these moves are just defensive and nothing more. Nicole?
All right, so those moves defensive. You know, Robert, you know, we're hearing reports of that theater in Mariupol that was hit, and it was being used as a refuge for hundreds of Ukrainians. What can you tell us about that?
Well, so far, the information is just trickling in at this hour, so still a lot of information to go through. There's a lot of finger pointing going on between both sides. Ukrainians are accusing the Russians of intentionally bombing a shelter that Ukrainians were using in order to keep themselves safe from the attacks. The Russians are denying that, saying that it was instead a right-wing militant group of the Ukrainians that was responsible for that bombing. So there's a lot of back and forth right now. It's the classic fog of war. We're going to have to wait until the dust settles to get a better idea.
All right. Thank you for that, Robert. We'll check in with you again at the bottom of the hour.